This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
00305 with promo code GCN.
Kate Delaney, ATN, lots to dive into right from the top. Ooh, it's so good to be back and rocking through the beginning of 2017. You know, last night, it's funny, so many people asked me about resolutions. Do you make resolutions? You know, to me, resolutions are recipes for failures, unless you're really, really good at keeping a short list of them and being able to knock them out pretty quickly. Because I think as you go through the year, it just gets tougher. Maybe that's the thing. So because I've been asked this question so much, I know it's a crazy way to start the show instead of diving into transition, the Trump tweets, oh, Megyn Kelly, our pal, moving on from Fox and jumping in at NBC, the idea of the big switch as far as the ethics are concerned, the ethics committee and what would have been an exit to that policy, that changes with a sit-in at Pete Sessions' office, which is crazy that it ends in an arrest. We'll get to all that. But here's the thing. Because I was asked it so many times, I'll tell you what I do. Every year I come up with a word. So it's just like one word that I just think about, whatever the word is. It could be anything, really, right? But what does the word mean? So my word this year was just focus. It was just focus. That's it. So no resolutions, none of that, just plain old focus. And if we are, my friends, transitioning now, focusing on what's happened at on the Hill, it's pretty interesting stuff, especially based on what we were talking about just the other night. And if you missed that episode, that segment of America Tonight, well, we were talking about the fact that with the Russian hacking taking over so much of the conversation, there was this war on ethics and talking about looking into Congress people and their and whatever ethical violations they might have broken. And so now there's been a big switch in the policy, in what could have been a big switch in the policy anyway. And I think it's an interesting story to follow. You know, you have the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, which I guess their acronym is CRU, and they're that accountability watchdog organization, and they were flipping out about this conversation as to kiboshing ethics and the whole idea of challenging certain Congress people, that it was just costing way too much money and was being dragged out way too long. So let's just put it this way. It looked like it was smooth sailing, but now the brakes have been pumped in that direction. And so here's one of the things that's interesting. You had 110, something else, moving to transitioning and cabinet positions. You had 1,100 law professors who wrote to Congress to urge the Senate to reject Donald Trump's nomination of Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. So the letter was signed by these professors from 170 law schools, 48 states. They also took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding confirmation hearings for Sessions next week. And The letter basically says, we're convinced that Jeff Sessions won't fairly enforce our nation's laws and promote justice and equality in the United States. So the NAACP is also protesting his nomination for attorney general, calling it despicable and unacceptable. Those were two words that they used. And then you had blowback, where you had the National Sheriff's Association say that there are false portrayals of Senator Sessions and they will fail as tired, recycled charges that have been thoroughly rebuked and discredited. You know, here's the bottom line. Okay, so they'll take all of those into account, I suppose, but you got to look at the numbers. I said this the other day. There's not enough Democrats, I think, to shoot down his nomination. I don't think anybody's nomination gets shot down. Of anybody that's listed there, Jeff Sessions might have been one of the live wires. Rex Tillerson would be another one when you're talking about Secretary of State. But I rest assured, when it's all about addition. And if you look at what the numbers are on the Hill, I don't think you're going to see this one go down. I think Jeff Sessions becomes the attorney general unless, for some reason, he decides to pull out of it, which is not what's happening. So I don't believe that we're going to have, you know, we're not going to have that rocked. Even Rex Tillerson announced that he's giving up $7 million in Exxon stock, and if confirmed. So we come back to the same place. How are they not going to be confirmed? You'd have to have enough Republicans who would be against it. And you might have some Republican blowback on Tillerson, but it seems like some of that has also changed. So maybe not quite as much. And by the way, it shows you how politics, you know, that whole thing about strange bedfellows. While I'm riffing here at the top and talking about Trump moving in, Bill and Hillary Clinton are going to attend the inauguration. George W. Bush is going to attend the inauguration. So this is what happens. The landscape shifts and people either shift with it or they're out. So it's pretty interesting. While Trump is still narrowing the list of Supreme Court finalists, while confirmation hearings will start on all those cabinet positions, while ethics is being challenged on the Hill, and while the Senate Republicans take a huge leap forward to try to repeal Obamacare, the Senate Republicans Tuesday took that first step toward repealing it with the Wyoming senator introducing a measure that basically just throws that groundwork out there. Here's the blueprint. This is what we want to do. For specific legislation to be proposed later that would repeal the current president's signature domestic policy. But we know and we knew this was going to be one of the first things that happened as Trump gets ready to take over. So what does the AMA have to say about it? We'll tell you on the flip side.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol. Alcohol. before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I need somewhere to hang my head without showing you. You gave me something that I didn't have.
All right, once again, if you're just hooking up with us on America Tonight, welcome to 2017 on the show. And I do have to mention this, too, as well, that hats off to our brand-new affiliate that we picked up today, KPAM in Portland, Oregon, huge station, and they're taking us throughout the week. So welcome to everybody in Portland. Hope you'll jump into the conversation. We've got Justin Duckham, who's been waiting, idling in our virtual green room from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you? Can we, we lost Justin. That's all right. If we get him back, we'll put him back on. Maybe he dumped out because he was hanging too long. He was idling. I think he thought he was at the DMV or something, and he was waiting for his turn. Sorry, Justin. If we don't roll, if we don't come back with him, we'll get him back tomorrow because he would talk about, obviously, covering Washington, what's happening in Washington, D.C. As we move ahead, one of the things that is going to be obviously huge with the transition is what I just said, all these confirmations and what's going to happen in the confirmations. And Obamacare gets its first ding, I guess, officially, but in the idea of repealing it. So how about the AMA? The AMA, I said I would tell you about their reaction. The AMA has asked the GOP how it would replace Obamacare. They want to know how they would replace it. So in a letter to the AMA chief executive officer, James Madera, writes, he writes, James Madera writes, that before they dismantle the law, they should show in reasonable detail what they're going to replace the current policies with, because that legislation has to be there. What do they do? The AMA represents most of the nation's doctors, and it supported the passage of Obama's laws when it was enacted back in 2010. Can you believe it, that it's been that long, 2010, all those times we went to Washington talking about Obamacare, what it meant, etc. And, I mean, they are right about this, because they've got to be able to put something else in play for anybody who signed up for it. And just basically, what are we switching to? What's happening? What happens when you're a small business person or your employer doesn't offer insurance? Or does that change? And does it go back to the possibility of rolling back to employers picking up more insurance? I don't know. What they're proposing and what will happen is something that's been, they've been digging into. When I say they, committees made up of Republicans have been digging into it. So where that heads is pretty important to probably a lot of people listening to this show, unless you have that job that you've been in for a while, or you have a spouse that's been in that job. We have really good employer health insurance, and that's, of course, a possibility, because there are still companies, especially if they're big enough, that have decent, still not as good as it was, but have decent health care coverage. But there's so many others that fall into that small business category where that will rock them if there isn't anything in place. So I'm assuming erasing state lines and creating that competition would be one element to anything that happens with health care, and that's been discussed so many times. I talked about it on the show way before the Obamacare, the ACA, you know, law passed, that what if you created that competition, because we know insurance is really what controls this game. And it is whacked out, and there's no question, Republican or Democrat, nobody's excited about what's been happening with healthcare, period. But it's a question of how do you tweak it, how do you finesse it, how do you make it much more palatable so that people get coverage and it's not ridiculous. I mean, these tripling of rates is outrageous, where who can afford it? So if they're 1099 and they're solopreneurs or whatever, how can they possibly afford the tripling of health care? And I know many of you have written to me about that. And the repeal, so the repeal would certainly have an effect on lots of people, but it's a question of what is, I mean, millions of people, but it's a question of what's in play. So it's more than 20 million people. It's really anyone connected to some sort of healthcare, because the ACA made changes in every part of the healthcare system. So it's not just, oh, well, you don't work for somebody that's offering you insurance. It's not just the 20 million who have health insurance through the individual exchanges or Medicaid expansion or, you know, any of that. It's there's some tweak across the board to employers that provide it. And here's the thing, with this new administration, President-elect Donald Trump and congressional Republicans say they're going to swiftly repeal Obamacare. So, and that was the first step, obviously, on Tuesday. And they plan to start with the provisions that affect spending and revenues, including the federal subsidies. So Medicaid expansion, taxes and mandates, that all individuals obtain coverage and large employees provide it, period. So they'll only require a majority of votes in the Senate. If you look at it, the Republicans have promised to eventually undo all of the health care law, except for that one provision that allows kids under 26 to stay on their parents' plan, but it would affect Medicare. It would affect Medicare beneficiaries and that whole donut hole thing and the confusion over that. It would affect that. And then the hours per week. What's the bar of hours per week? You know, that was part of the problem. when you went to 30 hours a week, that made some employers extend coverage to more of their staff, they say, but others also got cut back, so there's the other side of that. But if you got more, then what is part-time, what is full-time, and they could opt out of covering people who, I guess, only work 35 to 40 hours a week. So this will, this again, I'm going to say it, this is the one area we all have this in common, being whatever your insurance is, whatever the cost is, whatever the coverage is, all of this will change, and let's hope it changes in a good way. You know, the people in coal country, those miners are afraid that the new president's going to repeal black lung benefits with Obamacare. So this is, like I said, this is the deal. It's the little tweaks, the little landmines, the specifics that affect people, like the pre-existing conditions that you don't necessarily think of, right? And this is the thing to pay attention to. What's the tweak that could affect you or your family, or if you're single or whatever? I mean, the idea of punishing people for not having health care, for so many, it was so outrageous. And those that couldn't afford it are like, are you kidding me? You're stinging me twice, so I can't afford it, even if you're saying it's cheaper. And then you're stinging me for not having it. And there were people that fell into that category. But I think the biggest kick in the gut came with the premiums. Here's your health care, and this is good in one sense, but oh, by the way, it's tripling. So good luck trying to figure out a way to pay for that. And that's really stuck so many people hanging big, giant numbers over their head that they can't possibly finagle or figure a way out of it. I mean, hey, I say it's great if employers are getting better access to more affordable health care that they can offer their employees. That's terrific. And it's better if people who are self-employed can have better alternatives to what they currently have, where the deductible is so sky high and the coverage isn't as good and the premiums are doubling or tripling, you know, in some cases. Coming up on America Tonight, we take a look at the headlines, some of the crazy headlines on the day. One of my favorite things to do now is, because as I say, whether it's online or what it is, some of the headlines, you see the commonality, the water cooler moments that are the same for all of us in your backyard and in my backyard. And then you see the differences between the East and the West, the Midwest. Some people are dealing with horrific weather. Others are concerned, no matter where they live, about what's going to happen with immigration. And there's big announcements from Ford and the president-elect telling GM to get with it. What does that all mean? I'll unravel it next on America Tonight.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Nuggets, those headlines I promised here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to hit it. We're going to hit it hard. And in fact, one of the biggest headlines, Mariah Carey, they just won't leave the diva alone. So my daily salute is Mariah Carey, they say, is to blame for the new Year's Eve disaster. So, you know what? Someone's got to blame somebody. She blamed the technical staff, said that there was no sound checks. She didn't have what she needed. It was ridiculous. She says she's mortified over her disastrous performance. And this was the headline almost everywhere I looked, whether it was the Chicago Tribune, whether it was the Washington Post. You had this headline about Mariah Carey somewhere, and it was what they say above the fold. So it was somewhere in the front. She said she was just couldn't believe what happened on New Year's Eve, on Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. But she told Page, or sources told Page Six in the New York Post, that she broke her silence about the gig, saying, I'm of the opinion that Dick Clark would not have let an artist go through that. He would have been as mortified as I was in real time. She says, it makes me less trusting of using anyone outside of my own team. Carrie's Camp said that she was sabotaged by the show for ratings. Dick Clark Productions fired back. They called the claims and the blame defamatory, outrageous, and absurd. So a source close to the production tells the New York Post that it was totally her screw-up. Her assistant came out for a sound check, not her, and all of her dancers were in step. Everyone else on stage heard the track. Even without the earpiece, there were 8 speakers on stage. It wasn't the sound people. The sound check was about 20 minutes. A stand-in did the whole routine with the mic. Mariah was on the side of the stage, and at the very end, no more than 4 seconds, she goes up and goes, la-da-dee-da, and everything sounds great, love you, New York, and left. So they're saying that it's not their fault, that there was those checks, the production people had it all ready to go, and that's, you know, the bottom line. And what's interesting is they were going to perform at Planet Hollywood afterwards. It was like some kind of a private gig, and she didn't show up for it, but I guess the dancers showed up for it. So, it's weird. She posted a picture of herself rehearsing for the live show, but she didn't do the sound check. She didn't do any of that kind of stuff, so you know, maybe that would have made a difference. I don't know. But it is our daily salute because there's, I don't know, some sort of sanity or insanity surrounding the pop queen, the diva, insiders blaming her. I mean, if she doesn't do the sound check, she doesn't do the sound check. So that's where we're at with that. All right, let's go to the Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times, on their front cover, they talk about Charles Manson. They say Charles Manson is seriously ill, moved to a hospital. This is a big story. You think Manson, when he kept coming up for parole and all that sort of stuff, now, because of his illness, he has been moved, and I used to live near the place where he was housed, the prison where he was housed. It was always creepy to me driving by it. But Manson was taken from the Central Valley prison for this undisclosed medical issue, supposedly, again, really seriously ill. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, they won't comment. I went to them to try to find something out, but they say that inmates' medical information is private. But let's just put it this way. If they're saying that it's a bad illness and that's leaked out, then it may be that Manson is on his, you know, last legs. And boy, for the people in California, they have footed the bill for Charles Manson for a very long time. If you think of the Sharon Tate murders and when they happened, I mean, you're going back to the 70s. That's how long he's been in prison. Okay, the other common headline across the board is Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly, who is one of the faces of Fox and got a whole bunch of publicity, certainly, with her back and forth with Donald Trump and anchoring one of the debates. She's leaving Fox and going to NBC. Everybody wrote about this in some form. As to whether or not, as a popular cable news anchor who clashed with the president-elect, would she be able to make the leap to NBC and do well at NBC? Well, she got good ratings. You know, she got good ratings on cable. So she's got heavy interest. NBC poaching her probably was a smart thing. It's where they put her and what her skill set is. I mean, give me a break. She's getting a daytime show, which they say could be scheduled after the Today Show, where they would take advantage of the lead-in. And she's also got a primetime news magazine that they're going to do when they're not carrying Sunday Night Football. She'd be part of the political and special event coverage. So there's no, I mean, that's pretty much it. There's nothing else with MSNBC or anything else, but that whole blow up at Fox is crazy because they developed her into a pretty big star with her nightly show, but and some of the people that they develop weather whatever the changes are, but in this case, I guess it was just too much. She gets $15 million a year. Whew. And she had that offer to stay at Fox, which the rumors were that it was she was offered $20 million. NBC supposedly didn't match the offer, but agreed to pay close to what her current salary is. So, and she won't talk about the money, and I don't blame her for that, but there's all those rumors around as far as that's concerned. The whole Roger Ailes thing poisoned the well there with the sexual harassment allegations, the suit that was filed by Gretchen Carlson, and Kelly was another one of the women at Fox News that said he was inappropriate, ridiculous, all of that. So Fox News, which wasn't toxic in that sense, became kind of toxic. And, you know, anyway, this was one of the heavy hits across the board as far as commonality and discussion. Oh, yeah, Megyn Kelly is leaving. And I heard that a couple times during the day. A couple people asked me what I thought about it. I was like, hey, good for her. If this is the way to go, this is the way to go. And coming up on Wednesday, and we talked, and we're talking about this actually with a psychologist in the second hour of our show. The South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof is going to represent himself at a sentencing hearing on Wednesday. This has a lot of people talking. I mean, he's the guy who was found guilty last month of gunning down 9 black people at the South Carolina Bible study class. And this 22-year-old says that, you know, he was going to dismiss his capital defense attorney and just represent himself. I think it's going to be crazy to see what comes out of that courtroom. The Department of Justice is looking at the death penalty on the basis of his premeditation and lack of remorse and animosity toward African Americans. So this is going to be one of the biggest, it's going to be one of the biggest federal hate crime trials. If the 12-member jury votes unanimously in favor of the death penalty, he would face death by lethal injection, but he still could get life in prison because earlier in the week he was ruled competent to represent himself. That's how this whole decision went down. So when the sentencing starts Wednesday, the federal attorneys will start to call more than 30 witnesses to persuade jurors that he should be sentenced to death. And he's going to call no witnesses and present no evidence. So it seems like a slam. I don't know. It seems like a slam dunk. You have a guy who clearly is not well and is going to, he's not going to present any mental health evidence. The jurors are going to be asked to make this tough decision without any information, at least from his side. And, you know, he confessed in a taped interview. Two survivors identified him as a shooter. You saw the closed circuit television footage of him leaving the crime with a gun in his hand. Even his attorney admitted he committed the massacre. So I can't imagine, if you're on the other side of this, they have to be dancing in the aisles. I just don't see how, if he's not calling any mental health experts or any mental health evidence, I just don't see how he's not going to be sentenced to death. You know, it brings up that argument of fair or foul. I think it was horrific what he did. I say fair, the death penalty in this case, but I know a lot of people are anti-death penalty, and everybody throws in on this one. I mean, this becomes that open discussion. discussion about the death penalty and is it really effective or not. What do you think? 855-266-5283.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she's kind of music on you.
So coming up on Hump Day into Thursday, don't forget we have Nail the Score. It's in our last segment of our second hour. So last segment of the second hour. Maybe someone will nail the score this time around. And, of course, we're into the playoffs and anything can happen. But our computer randomly picks the game of the week. So I have no control over what the game, you know, ultimately is going to be. But I know that there's a couple of games I think that are going to be pretty darn good. It's a wild card weekend. So whether you like football or not, it's not about that. I say this qualifier all the time, right? And it's worth me repeating it. It's not about, it's about just making a guess. It's just taking a guess. It's not any, there's no right or there's right or wrong if you nail the score, but there's no way to analyze. You can analyze it till you're blue in the face, but that's not going to cut it. It's just a scoring guess. So, for example, the Raiders are playing the Texans, and all you have to do is say, okay, I think the Texans win 25 to 21. You can make up whatever number it is. And trust me, there are no even, yes, there are some even numbers, but it's kind of all over the map, if you know what I mean, right? It's the first time, by the way, that those two teams meet in the postseason for whatever that, whatever you make of that. One of the Sunday games, Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like this game. Wonder what will happen with the Dolphins in this bouncing back. They, of course, lost their quarterback a couple of weeks ago, Ryan Tannehill. But I think the game to circle is the Giants at Green Bay on Sunday, Detroit at Seattle on Saturday. That's going to be really, I think, maybe the best games of the week. And I don't know what game's going to get picked, but one of those games will be picked in our next show. Second hour, last segment, nail the score for Sharon, for Everett, for Dan, for Grimm, for Pete, for all of you listening. A lot of people email me, too, as well. And you can do that while we're in that segment. All right, so I was talking about the death penalty and Dylan Roof. And watching this from the sidelines, I'll tell you, you got to think in that office, in that prosecutor's office, that they, however this ends, they've got to feel like it's a layup in their hands. Because you don't even have a crafty specialist in there any longer defending him, which you had before. You know, in Florida, I was looking up some statistics about this, and this is, of course, in South Carolina. But in Florida, one of five states still executing people, right? And Florida is huge for that. Huge for that. There are so many organizations like Amnesty International. They say the death penalty is cruel, inhuman, and degrading. They oppose it at all times. Doesn't matter who's accused, what the crime is, guilt or innocence, method of execution, any of it, doesn't matter. They push hard to end executions. They've been doing it since the late 70s. And there are a lot of, I think, interesting facts on the death penalty and states that do and states that don't. I mean, capital punishment is legal in 31 states. The United States carried out 28 executions in 2015, and that was one of the lower numbers. As of January of last year, there were over 2,900 inmates on death row. And remember, it's only since the mid-70s, 76, when the death penalty was reinstated by the Supreme Court. So there have been exonerations. There have been 156 death row exonerations. 26 of them come from one state. Can you imagine what that is? That would be not Texas, that would be Florida. And Texas, Florida, Georgia, and Missouri seem to have the most executions. Somebody asked me this question because I was diving into the Dylan Roof thing. The statistics on male versus female, of course, as you can imagine, way more males. But for females, there are 55 women on death row. 16 have been executed since the reinstatement of the death penalty. And 280 clemencies have been granted. So, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to look at this, but the arguments are staggering over whether to do it or not, problems with lethal injection, what's the method, how are they doing it, you know, etc. I mean, but here's the bottom line, like with Amnesty International, excuse me, and talking about it being inhumane, here's what I think. Is it inhumane that Dylan Roof, out of his mind, goes into a church, whether it's temporarily out of his mind or filled with hate or whatever, and ends people's lives that are sitting there in a Bible study? So to me, yes, you have to be judicious about the death penalty, because we know that there have been people that have been wrongly put to death. We know that there have been people that have been on death row where there's been a stay, and thank goodness, because they weren't, in the end, guilty. New information came to light, DNA testing got better, all that sort of stuff. But I still believe, with Amnesty International saying that it's, no matter what the reason, it's inhumane, cruel, and degrading. Was it inhumane, cruel, and degrading as to what happened to those people in a church? I mean, breaking the code, going into a church and doing that to a group of people who had nothing to do with him. I mean, justice to me would absolutely be the death penalty for Dylann Roof. And because his expert at getting him out of that is no longer representing him, I'll say it again, as long as the prosecution is really on their game, and of course there are other factors in this, I can't imagine that he does not get the death penalty. I cannot imagine it. Of course, it has to go through the usual legal hurdles, and we'll see where that ends up. But you can bet, in following this trial, there's not going to be much of anything. I mean, he could get in there and just kind of grandstand. He could get in there and just say, I have nothing. He has no experience, obviously, in the legal world. So this is sort of his last stand, if you will, in court, while a mountain of evidence of why he should get the death penalty, why he should get the death penalty or life in prison, is just leveled at him and in that courtroom from the prosecution. Because this is a layup. They don't have to maneuver around a highly paid expert in squashing the death penalty. They don't have to do that any longer. So that takes a heap of heat off of their backs. I mean, that whole team, I'm going to say. So I would be stunned if it doesn't go in that direction. A good time to remind you, as we're at the tail end of this show, don't forget you can always hit me up by sending me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to the show. See you on the flip side.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.